This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
What is the theory of 3 times a week of sex? And I'm assuming there's got to be times when you have a sick child in your bed or when, is it like, regardless, like this, you have a yeast infection, you're having sex. Like, you know what I mean? You are, you know.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Guys, we have Jake Maddock here, who is a relationship coach who's coached thousands of people into 10 out of 10 relationships, which I actually didn't even know existed, because I would just say that sounds like the perfect relationship. I didn't know there was such a thing. And he helps you find your ideal partner and achieve that golden 10 out of 10. Or if you're already in a committed relationship, like the two of us, he can help you work through troubles to achieve a 10 out of 10 relationship. I don't even know what is a 10 out of 10 relationship. How would you describe that?
Yeah, it's basically a perfect relationship, I suppose.
And you can help people have a perfect relationship.
Yep. That's what I do every day. Yep.
I love him.
Yeah, of course. Sure. What's wrong with you two? Okay.
You bet. Sir,
what's wrong with you over there, Canada? You just know how to do that?
So we've been married for a very long time. We talk to a lot of women who've been married for a very long time. There's a lot of children. There's vaginal dryness. There's menopause. There's budgets. There's nose hair. There's ear hair. You know, listen, 10 out of 10 with a lot of history. Doable?
Yeah, of course.
You know, when I said all those things, I wasn't talking about us directly. I was talking about, like,
not
as people in general, because, you know, we talk to women all day. So I think more like, okay, so if you're in this place, you've been with the same person for a long time, and there's so many things that you can find that, you know, keep you apart. We always say, like, it's like we're ships sailing in the night. Like, we just, if we didn't sleep in the same bed, we might never see each other. And we don't take a lot of time right now because life is so crazy to put a focus on our relationship. And also, we're looking at other people, like, their relationship seems so perfect. If you're there, you're still in love, you still want to be together, but you feel like a distance, what can you do to, like, ignite it?
10 out of 10, baby.
Let's just start at 5.
Yeah. Let's get to 8.
What do we do?
Great question. So there's a whole bunch of fundamentals you want to do in a long-term relationship, some basic fundamentals, okay? One of the first fundamentals is 2 20-second hugs a day, okay?
Two. I remember somebody told me once, and it was so weird giving that one hug out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you hug Mark for 20 seconds a day. Don't even look around like you do.
No, I'm thinking, and, like, I definitely hug him in the morning. Like, I don't count to
what time do you hug him?
Before the kids see me hug him in the morning before he goes out the door. Like, not every morning, just like when we're both in the kitchen together, because sometimes he hold on.
What? Sorry. Back to you.
So 2 20-second hugs a day, and what's the theory behind 2 20-second hugs a day? I think it's really great that there's something so tangible and so quick that you can give people, because a lot of times it seems so laborious, but, like, very like, it can feel like a lot. So the two 20 seconds, what is the evidence-based research, if you will?
Yeah, so lots of hormones are released inside our body at around that 16, 17 second mark. So a lot of people do hugs, but not long enough. You got to do it for 20 seconds. So 2 20-second hugs a day, lots of positive things, and you'll just start to like your partner more. Very simple.
Really?
Very easy. Yep.
That's such a good, just easy tool.
And I think for the moms listening, help me out. Do you work with a lot of moms?
80%.
Because I feel like we get that from our kids, right? We get the physical touch a lot more. I don't mean to be gender stereotypical, but I feel like we physically get the kids more than they do. So we might not need that 20-second hug as much as our partners might need it,
but
for
I
the
feel
connection.
Like to connect with that first.
No, I'm saying, though, you have to think about it, because often we're touched out by the end of the day, right? We've kind of had someone on us, like in us, asking something from us. So are we counting to 20 when we're doing this?
Yes. Yep.
Wow. Together?
Well, you can do it in your head, or you can count out loud. It depends how much fun you want to have in it. The important thing is you do it.
Right.
So there's one important thing as well. All this stuff that I talk about, guys, it's what I call my triangle method. Okay. So you have you, your husband, and the relationship. Okay. You do what's best for the relationship, not what's best for either people. Okay. So if you think, well, I'm touched out, or he needs it more than me, none of this stuff matters. What's best for the relationship? That's how you get it to a 10 out of 10. The relationship needs 2 20-second hugs a day.
What else? What, give us something else other than the hugs. What else do we do?
Intimacy 3 times a week.
Oh, and that doesn't have to be penetration.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. I meant sex. I just used the word intimacy on social media.
Holy fuck. You're telling me 3 times that you... Three times a week.
On average, yeah. And also remember, guys, with the 3 times a week, try to do my 2-to-1 method, which is I want to see the woman get to the finish line twice before the guy does. So 2-to-1 method, 3 times a week. Hey. It's going to make a relationship really solid.
You have to orgasm twice in that 3. So 6 times a week, you have to orgasm.
No, I don't think it's 6.
Yeah, twice.
You get 2-to-1.
You get two.
You don't have
before,
to.
Twice before.
So 2 out of 3 times. You get, okay.
No. The math was right. 6 times. Yes.
6 times. In a week.
You get to orgasm 6 times a week. It's very good for your body and mind and relationship.
You know, you're killing me right now, but, like, you're literally
so matter of fact about all
this. This is just like what you do. This is what you do.
Give us another one. I love these so far. Oh my God, he's so sure too. It just feels like, hey, this is law.
These fundamentals work really, really well. Another great fundamental you can do is do a date night once a week, a proper high value date that a husband asks the wife on a date, opens the car door, takes her on a proper date, does the whole thing properly. She doesn't organize it. She doesn't plan it. She doesn't plan the babysitter. She doesn't pay for it. Nothing at all. He does everything once a week.
We'll call this the 1950s throwback date. You know what I mean? Like, take me back to the good old days, or not maybe the old, I don't know. This basically, is the got.
Basically, so you know, he's treating you like a princess that whole date, doing it right. Okay, just one date a week.
Just once a week. What if the kids, like, so if your kids, if it's not possible because you don't have childcare, what do you do?
Get a babysitter.
Like, you can't afford it.
Achieving a 10 out of 10 is sometimes can be difficult. If you are very in a low socioeconomical state, I guess build a good family network. So someone, maybe one of your family can take care of your children, I suppose. But yeah. But at the same time, unfortunately, achieving a 10 out of 10 is somewhat of a luxury item. If you can't afford to put food on the table, it's not going to happen for you.
Okay. Did you have another one at the tip of your tongue?
Yep. Do one dual hobby per week. Okay. So some sort of dual hobby. So
like tennis or pickleball.
Yeah, that's right. Pickleball is really popular at the moment.
Yeah.
Alone? No, together. Dual. Together.
Yeah.
Dual hobby. So now we're up six.
You could do a board game. You could do a board game.
It's got to be a social hobby. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love him. Okay, social hobby. So with people other than the two of us.
Yes. But do it as you and your partner are both going there, but then there's lots of other people there as well, so you can socialize a little bit.
What's the burnout rate? Pretty good? Like, people do this forever?
Yeah. This is more of a way of life, these fundamentals, guys. It's about lifestyle design. People get caught up in their day-to-day lives, right? But they're not living as well as they can. These fundamentals are supposed to do all the time, forever. And it's a great way to do it. And you do have the energy for it. You have the time for it. It's just about proper planning and preparation and doing things the right way.
Okay, so you feel like if you're one of our listeners right now and you're like, okay, these are some things that we could do. You got to sit your partner down and you got to tell them to get on this plan, because it feels like it's a big schedule change. It would definitely be for me.
Yeah, so what we do, you sit down with your partner and you do something called lifestyle design, where basically you just plan out your week really thoroughly, and you can plan out your whole month thoroughly and just plan it all out. For example, with some couples, if they're not very intimate very often and they're too busy or whatever the case may be, what I find best with those guys is they start to schedule it in. So they go, yep, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday we do it, whatever. But then after a few weeks, the engine's pumping, your blood's going, and then they don't need to schedule that anymore. They're in the habit of it.
Do you find that really happens after when people start scheduling it, that it just becomes more regular?
Oh, 100%. No one schedules it for more than a month that I've ever seen. And then they just do it three times a week, even more just naturally.
It's just an Australian thing. Because, wow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5.
From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
What are some of the biggest challenges when, I guess, a couple comes to you and says that they're having challenges? What is the biggest one that you find over everything that seems to be the big, most common problem? Or is there one or two?
There's two main things. So it's masculine and feminine energy and lack of effective communication.
Tell us more about masculine and feminine energy, please.
Yeah. Masculine and feminine energy is a big one. Really, really important. Often what I see with some couples down the track is they've slowly swapped energies a little bit. So the woman's become more masculine. She's the leader of everything, does everything. She's in full control, treats the husband like another child, all this sort of stuff. And the husband slowly settles into this state of lack of leadership, I suppose you'd call it. So basically we just bring that back, and then the relationship gets to a 10 out of 10 very fast. That's a very important step.
Feels like it would be a big change. If you've eased in and you've changed it over time, and then to get it back.
It's very hard. And it's very hard to teach the woman to let go of control a little bit so he can take the reins.
But not full control. You can still have some control. Like, you should have 50-50 in the relationship.
Control in a positive way. It's not negative control.
Right.
It's positive leadership.
And what's the second most common one you see?
Lack of effective communication. So people not communicating effectively. So people communicating out of their emotions, or they don't have a goal in mind of what they're trying to say. Or a great tool, actually, if anyone's listening, a great tool is ask yourself the question, how do I want this person to feel when I finish talking?
How do I want them to feel when I finish talking? Okay. That's a good one, actually.
It's really, really good. Well, say even talking to one of your children, you want them to feel motivated to do something. How can I communicate so they feel motivated to do this? Yeah.
And not discouraged.
Or connected. How do you feel them connected? I feel like a lot of what you're saying, as Nat said, the two of you have to be on board. Like, the two of you have to decide together you want this, because if you need someone to help with the planning and feel like you're not doing this alone, you would both have to get on board.
There's two ways. And one of those things is feminine communication, okay? Which is going to hit that rule of effect communication where you're motivating the guy to want to do something, but also that he listens to you. And there's three parts of this sentence, which is going to make a massive difference. So it's basically, say you want a guy to take you on a date this Friday, okay? Mm-hmm. You'd say, I would love if you took me on a date this Friday, that would make me feel so special. Okay. So that's just about managing that expectation really well, but that's in feminine energy. That's a feminine energy way to say it. Okay. So it's not saying you never take me on dates, you're such a jerk, right? That's no good. Okay. We've got to say it in a way that it motivates him to want to do it. And he knows what you want very clearly. I'd love if you bought me some daisies this weekend, that would make me feel so special. Very simple, very, very effective.
Well, yeah, language is so important. Even when we're like in parenting, it's the way that you say it.
Totally the way that you say it. Are you, when people come to you, what are they looking for? Like, you know, because there are some, a lot of relationships carry baggage from years and years and years. Are you just forgetting what happened and trying to start new? Or, I mean, how do people... I mean, a lot of your things are actionable items, which I think for some are great, where other people still have feelings that, you know, sex three times a week doesn't feel like they can do that yet because of the hurt or the resentment they feel from the past. Or, you know, I have to validate that some women are exhausted in doing everything and, you know, just all of a sudden being like, let's do this three times a week when they don't feel like their needs are being met emotionally, it's hard to just flip that switch and be the one who starts everything. So how do you repair what was to get to where you want to go? Or are you fuck getting repaired and just go?
It depends on severity. So some relationships come to me and they're so bad, I just go, you guys got to break up. It's too bad. It's too toxic. Too much damage has been caused. a relationship can only take so much. A lot of times people come to me and go, it's too far gone. You guys are crazy. It's too much. There's too much damage. There's too much negative history. It's going to be too hard. But if there's not too much negative history and there's not too much damage, then we get on with it. And believe it or not, after a couple of weeks, you're not thinking about the past anymore because attraction has raised up to such a degree so fast that you're not worried about that other stuff. It's gone and you can just focus more on the future.
What is the theory of three times a week of sex? And I'm assuming there's got to be times when you have a sick child in your bed or when, regardless, like this, you have a yeast infection, you're having sex. Like, you know what I mean? You are, you know, no.
No. Okay. Just on average. Obviously, if you've got a stomach bug and you're sick, obviously.
Do you have to make up for it? Like, you know,
I think average,
well, but you don't have to 12 times a month.
But if you're sick, you're gonna have to go and make up for the ones that you lost. No, just on average. Okay. Yes.
The science behind three times a week, I think there was a study done at maybe Stanford or something, just showing the most effective thing, which is best for women's mental health and physical health, which was about three times a week, roughly.
I also think about the women who don't know how to orgasm from sex.
Yeah.
Like they're going
to
miss
that. I think the men need a course, or they need a course on how to make that happen. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. There's a few things people can, and including libido as well. A lot of people need to do some hormone optimization.
Mm.
Okay. So if you are struggling with some things, or certain people, when they go through menopause, they might need to see a hormone doctor, maybe get some HRT, stuff like that, hormone replacement therapy. Also, sometimes certain medication some women take can really destroy their libido, which is not good. So you want to make sure you're going really well with sexual health, and that side, libido, hormones, your health, all that sort of stuff is really, really good. Obviously, it's going to have a lot of negative consequences if not.
Let's say for the people who are listening who are single or looking to get back into a relationship, or even for us as moms with our children, what are some major red flags in a potential partner that we should just walk away from?
So some key things to always look out for: is he in this masculine energy, or is he just a real whingy little boy? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a masculine man. A masculine man never complains. Okay. He's emotionally mature. Not, oh, I had a bad day at work, like really crying about stuff. We want a masculine man, a guy or a good communicator. He's got to be a good communicator. And also, one thing some women often forget, he needs to be financially well. He's got to have his head screwed on financially. Okay. If he's a broke loser, you're going to have a bad relationship.
What if you're really rich and you want someone to help you take care of the house? No, that's a no from Jake. You are so far from Canadian talk. I can't even tell you. I feel like people's mouths are going to drop. Like, if he's a
matter of fact,
like, if he's a broke loser, fucking leave him. It's so, like, we don't say that in Canada. I'm like this. Oh my God.
That's what we're going to tell our daughters. Go upstairs and tell them.
Like,
I coach a lot of people in Canada. You guys are great. Oh. I love Canadians.
Yeah.
Oh my God, my mouth is dropping. Okay, what else? Okay, so if he complains,
he's got no money.
What about that narcissist part? Do you ever talk about that?
Nah.
It's overused a lot.
Okay. Get on with it. That's what you say.
A lot of people are really diagnosing every guy they meet. Oh, that guy's a narcissist. That guy's got ADHD. Blah, blah, blah. If he's an asshole, he's an asshole. Don't waste your time with him. Okay. More of the key factors: is this guy my ideal partner? If someone is your ideal partner, they're going to hit all key factors: chemistry, compatibility, X factor, and they can do the job.
The job is orgasmic, you mean? That's the job. Orgasm. Can he get you to an orgasm?
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Well, there's lots of parts to it. That is one of the parts. One of the other parts is if he's an interstate truck driver, that may be difficult because he's not going to be able to do the job because he's only going to be around 1 week a month, for example. Can he do the job?
Okay. So then if he's not, then he's not, that guy might not be capable of 10 of.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be capable. He's going to be able to do it. The chemistry or rip each other's clothes off. Compatibility, how well does a conversation go? Can you be best friends? And the X factor is a little bit hard to describe. It's kind of like...
Je ne sais quoi.
Disney dust.
You're telling me
Disney dust.
As many people have Disney dust running around. You're telling me Disney dust is just being thrown around.
Do I have to create it or is it there?
That's a good question. Some people say it's gold. Some people say it's your soul. Some people say it's Cupid. There's something in the air. Yeah?
Yeah. Not many people are walking around with 10 out of 10 Disney dust relationships.
10 out of 10s are rare. Most people don't choose the right partner and they don't do the fundamentals, so they don't achieve a 10 out of 10. Or they achieve a 10 out of 10, but it drops off really fast because they argue, they don't hit the fundamentals. Those two things are the major parts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I think a lot of people are kind of like, okay, with not having a 10 out of 10, it's something that you both kind of want to desire and work towards. Or a lot of people
yeah,
have
it. It has to be maybe part of your soul, like you have that ambition to have it. I always wanted a 10 out of 10 relationship, so it wasn't something which I was never happy with a 7 out of 10. I was never going to be. It had to be a 10.
Hey,
did you grow up watching a 10 out of 10?
Not even close.
Can you make your own 10 is and they can have their own 10? Or is it only your 10 out of, like, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly. What if
my
10 out of 10?
My 10s, like, one, like, 4 times a month sex.
Oh, back to sex, yes.
Oh, right. So, yeah. So you're saying you're 10 out of 10, you might not hit the fundamentals exactly.
Yeah, but I'm still like, I feel like 10 out of 10, but I'm not having sex. Well, I am not having sex 3 times a week. I can tell you that right now. But I'm not unhappy in my relationship. And he's not a loser.
That's good to hear. That's very good.
I'm not glad you came here today to figure that out, Catherine. That's good news.
Not a broke loser.
No, he's never.
Wait, is that okay? Yeah, we're good. You were good with that, right?
Why don't we bring your husband in?
And that's good.
We're
bad.
10 out of 10.
Well, there's a very simple test we can do, my friend, which is super easy. What would you rate your relationship out of 10? First number which comes to you.
I was going to say 8.
Brilliant. 8's not bad. What would what would get it from an 8 to a 10, do you think? What would make it raise 2 points?
I think probably more time for us. For him, I feel like he would feel like we would have, think for him, if I was more available, that would be a 10 out of 10.
Sure. The important thing, that's a very common one, just more time together. The important thing is you got to spend time together doing the right stuff.
Totally. Okay?
Because you're kind of just spending more time together, but you're both on your phones or watching a movie. It's not really effective. So that's where those fundamentals come in. So the 20-second hugs. So time isn't just time, right? So for example, as you guys know, as parents, 1 good hour with your child is better than 8 shit hours with your child. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
that connected time. So you could spend more time together. That time could be really efficient if it's really, really good time. Sex time is very, very efficient time. Hobby time is very efficient. Spending time working on a goal together. Now, a goal, try to do one dual goal a week too. Now, that might be, you might be building a shelf or planting a garden or whatever. Some sort of goal. Doing so those goals.
Goal. You guys do goals in the, around the house.
What? I don't have any goals around the house. He does. I just, you guys do it. Ornament goals. I'm like, go, babe. Yeah. Yeah, clean that garage. Whoa. Whoa. Yeah.
That's good. That supportiveness is one of the key traits to feminine energy, but it'd be better if you can do it together somehow. Even if
blow the leaves together.
Yeah. Four hands on the horn.
Oh, okay. I'll get my own blower. We'll just blow shit up in the backyard.
So cute. A pink one and a blue one.
Fucking cute. This has been
double date and blow together.
Honestly, God, this is so fun. Like, no. I have not met someone as straightforward as you in a very long time. And the Disney desk will stay with me.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Forever, because I think that's a really great way to explain to children if he doesn't have Disney desk, he's a loser.
And they're like, well, what do you mean? He's got this job.
But he doesn't have the Disney desk. You don't have the desk together, baby. Walk away.
Can you see the Disney desk in couples? Like, can you see the 10? Can you see the 10 out of 10ers when they're walking around?
See the dust between me and Kat?
Yes.
Flying around.
There's definitely something there.
He's like a load of shit. It's what he's like, you too. We're the losers. He's gonna call our husband fucking walk.
Those girls are funny.
Girls are very funny. I love it. Definitely, if you have a daughter, tell her don't date a guy who's broke. It's definitely bad.
What if the girl's broke?
It's not the same.
What? Broke.
Okay, Jake, I love this. We're gonna have to spot for our daughters and basically tell our husband. Don't get broke.
This is a very I'm not sure if it's progressive. I don't know what we're in.
Interesting conversation.
It really
and perspective.
Is. Yeah. And I feel like, my mind's blown right now. I'm not sure I'm ever going to get a 10 out of 10 based on your recommendations, but I never know.
I don't ever know.
Okay. This long
life is long,
but I'm okay with an 8. I'm okay. Very happy. And I think
let's not ask them.
I think I'm a 10 out of 10.
Well, I know you are.
Thank you. Where can people find more of you? And I mean,
you can book a free call with them right now.
Yeah, a free call. Everyone gets a free call.
Just wow.
One free call. That's it.
Say again, sorry?
Sleep when you're dead? How are you going to have all this time for all these free calls?
Yeah, it's a pretty big joke, but I love it.
How many people call you just to hear you talk?
Like his accent?
Yes.
Most people do want help, which is good. So, yeah, I'd say 99% of people do call just because they actually want to achieve a 10 out of 10 or to be honest, most people call me because they've been single too long and they're frustrated and they hate dating apps.
And you help them. You're a great person when they're like, shit, I feel like there's nobody out there. I keep dating the wrong people.
I bet you do. He's like a religion for dating people.
And then you go, so we got to send, we got to send single people to him as well.
Mary.
Oh, perfect. Let's send Mary.
Okay, Jake, last question. Are you in a 10 out of 10 relationship?
Yeah, 100%.
How long have you been in a 10 out of 10? Now, I know what you do on 3 days a week, but I'm going to pretend I don't know that.
How long have you been in a 10 out of 10?
He definitely does 7 days a week.
How long have you been in a 10 out of 10 relationship?
I think our anniversary is October and 2018. The 20th of October, 2018.
I went through, I was like, wait, which one's his girl? I found her.
I love that. But he's also all over her webpage too. Jake, it was really refreshing to talk to you in a way that it was fun.
I know a lot of the stuff I talk about is not exactly very PC, but I know exactly what it takes to achieve a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
A lot of people try to have PC type relationships or make sure it's really, if you want to achieve a 10 out of 10, you really got to kind of have a bit more of a classical type approach, like going on the dates, for example. Some people want to spill and stuff like that. It just makes it harder. It's a lot more easy achieving a 10 out of 10 if you do it a bit more classical of a way. And I think girls deserve to be treated with a bit more chivalry.
I think what I'm taking from you is it's
it's okay to ask for what you want, and it's okay to demand what you want, and it's okay to say what you want and not settle. If there's anything, you know, whether people want to do it three times, five times, if they want to go on date one night a week, whatever it is, I think everyone can take that you deserve what makes you happy. And there's people out there who can meet that and you can make them happy. And it's okay to talk about
and
it.
There's and there's a formula for that.
And it's a, and there is ways that you can do it, whether or not you have a method that helps people for your way. And I think if that isn't something that you can relate to, the bigger picture is, it's okay to want more than what you have. And it's okay to demand more than you have. You're worth more than you think.
Sometimes it's just too bad you got to walk.
Yep.
The biggest one, don't date a broke man.
And a loser who complains about work. I like that.
She never complains.
No, I mean, I think you can talk. What you're saying is communicate how you feel, but don't complain and make it. Don't whine about nothing.
No, exactly. Everyone has like this bare minimum of what we want in a relationship, whether it's a date a week or intimacy or communication or whatever the case is. You have a bare minimum. Your ideal partner will easily do your bare minimum. Then you'll meet other people who really have to work really, really hard just to meet the bare minimum. It's not your ideal partner. Your ideal partner will be able to do it very easily without too much work, and they'll be able to do it very organically.
And that ideal partner, even though the other one wasn't the right one for you, can be the right one for someone else.
Maybe.
Or maybe they can.
Also, I think this is why everyone's obsessed with Taylor Swift and the Travis Kelce. You got to go. Because he is the chivalrous number 10 like guy where everyone, he's leveling up in terms of communicating, being emotionally mature, supporting her. You know, like they seem, I think girls are, a lot of TikTok is talking about how, you know, settling for the basics isn't what we should all be doing. So I think that it is an interesting conversation to bring forward. And I appreciate.
We will link all of your socials and everywhere people can find you to hear more, because I know there's so much more.
There sure is, Jake.
So much more. Well, I could talk to you girls for like 8 hours. If anyone does want to find me, just type in Jake Maddock on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube or whatever. I'm sure you'll find me somewhere.
We will too.
If you need help, especially if you're in Canada, I love coaching people in Canada. You guys are great. Any help you need, you can, believe it or not, you can achieve a 10 out of 10 in Canada. Some people think you can't. You definitely can. Just
Winter is a bit of a downer, but you know, we can get some winter hobbies. Yeah, winter hobbies. Yeah. Okay.
100%.
Thank you so much, Jake.
You were a great time. We really appreciate you.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.